Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 654. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Gumbo from somewhere in the UK. More on that in a bit. I played the song We Don't Care. That's the B-side of the band's only single. Came out in 1974. I picked that up, however, on a compilation called Where Have All the Boot Boys Gone? A 3-CD set released by Captain Oi March 19th of this year, with some help from Cherry Red, of course. I pick up those compilations all the time, looking for tracks that I enjoy that are kind of one-offs. That particular song there is wonderful, but it is on like every junk shop glam compilation out there. But I had never played it before, and it is really good, so it deserves the spin. No one knows much about the band. If you search the web, you're going to find nothing. All of the liner notes really say nothing. If you have the secrets, please tell them. Anyway, we'll continue on with that compilation over the next couple of weeks. This week's first CD was largely in the glam category. Lots of stompers, lots of good stuff there, but, you know, nothing we don't know before. Anyway, let's continue on. We got music this week. Let's play some of it. This is Slip-Ons with the song Heavy Machinery.
Drinking down. guess so. We stop just past the Flint Hills. There's a sign, it was Wellsville. Met a countryman willing to lend a hand, fix the car, run the land. Down to earth man stands so tall, he informed us of the sky and the rain. But of course, we were too busy. Pass by life, pass by Wellsville. Pass by life, pass by Wellsville. In the daytime.
Back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Fastbacks from Seattle with the song What's It Like. That was originally recorded in 91-92 and shows up on so many different compilations, in this case on the Z2 compilation released May 15th on No Threes Records, which is a compilation of all the songs they recorded between 91 and 92 that didn't make it to that Zucker album. I didn't know when I was buying. I just knew I didn't have it. I just knew I liked the Fastback songs I've heard. I bought it. I like that record, but it's kind of haphazard. I see that song in particular is on so many different compilations. I better start paying attention, otherwise I'll end up buying the same thing over and over again. And before that, we heard from The Embarrassment from Wichita, Kansas. I played the song Wellsville, and that's from the band's The Embarrassment EP, which came out in 1981, though I have that as a 2021 repress from Last Laugh Records, much cheaper that way. That song's got a little more jangle than the rest of the EP, but it's all just wonderful in that sort of this band could be your life sort of way. If you don't know much about the band, good news, there's a documentary about the band touring festival circuits right now, but surely it'll find its way to online soon, and you can revel in all the gloriousness about that fantastic band. And we started that set off with Slip-Ons from Vancouver, BC. I played the song Heavy Machinery, which is the title track from the band's new 5-song EP. Came out June 30th on Scam Indie Records. The band features someone from the Doughboys in it, and it definitely has that sort of sound, that sort of underlying power pop to it. Though that song there, a little more Heartland. Some of the other songs, a little more, almost pop punk in that sort of Big Drill Car, Chemical People sort of way. Give that one a listen. I think you're going to find something you enjoy on there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. More music here for you. This one's Camp Cope with the song Keep Growing.
Still can't decide whether I want to.
like to take some guesses on who that last one was? You give up already, I can tell. That was the Dead Milkmen with the song Melts Into Night. That's on the band's new album, Quaker City Quiet Pills, came out June 9th on The Giving Groove. Band still based out of Philadelphia, of course. The rest of the album doesn't sound like that. The rest of the album sounds a lot like the Dead Milkmen, but every once in a while they get a wild hair and they make something different, and it always turns out really good. That song there, again, doesn't sound like the rest of the album, but I'm kind of digging it. Kind of digging it a lot. Before that, we heard from Sweeping Promises with the song You Shatter. That's on the band's brand new Good Living Is Coming For You that came out last week, June 30th, on Feel It or Sub Pop, depending on where you are in the world. That band based out of Lawrence, Kansas now. They played their release party last week, and it is excellent. That album there is excellent as well. If you like that song, you like that album. The whole album sounds like that, though, doesn't sound like that at all. I don't know how to explain it. Every song sounds exactly like the band, but they all are very different. And then the set started off with Camp Cope from Melbourne, Australia. I played the song Keep Growing, and that was on the band's split with Kaitana that came out in 2017 on Poison City Records. Two songs from each, and they're just both wonderful. That kind of era there, those bands around that time, so many bands like that, and I loved every one of them. Took me a while to find that 7-inch, but I did, and I'm glad I did. That's a wonderful song. All right, we're out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. I need to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 654. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got Hollowed playing the replay on the 3rd. Arc Flash is playing the replay on the 7th. Or Houston is playing at the Bottleneck that night. Houston is playing Lemonade Park on the 8th, or you're probably going to be at Sparks at the Midland that night. If not, Blast Monkeys are playing Pin Valley that day as well. On the 11th, Go Go Bordella is at the Truman. The 13th, Junkyard Royalty has a show at the Record Bar. On the 14th, Mountain Goats is at Liberty Hall. On the 16th, Nephilim is playing at Woodyard Barbecue. Yes, Woodyard Barbecue. On the 19th, Jeffrey Lewis has a show at Minibar. On the 21st, Black Mariah is playing at Lemonade Park, or Curious Things are playing the Rhino, or Heidi Gluck is doing her release party at the Bottleneck. On the 25th, the Regrets are playing at the Uptown, or Death Grips are at the Midland. On the 26th, Florist is playing the replay. Eggs on Mars are playing replay on the 28th, Flooding at Farewell on the 29th, and on the 30th, I Hear Sirens at the replay. Looking at the website, we've got a couple of new things out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts on the Lizard Brain, Dreaded Laramie Headlight Rival show, as well as from that Britt Adair memorial that took place a couple weeks back. And we've got time for one more quick one. I'm going to play something from Kansas City hardcore legend Spine. The band's got a new album out called Raíces. It just came out June 30th on Convulse Records. It's 12 songs, 12 minutes. Every song sounds like a blast of chaos to me. But this song here has a nice little breakdown in it, so we're going to include this one. This is Vacchio. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.